Well, there's certain things, you know, you can't leave the government out of monetary policy. If you try to think, you know, we're going to just let it set itself, it doesn't happen. The government is actually always, the Federal Reserve, the central bank, is always going to be in the business of managing monetary policy. If you think that you can avoid that, you're living in the world as it was 150 years ago, right? We have an economy in which money is not just green pieces of paper with faces of dead presidents on them. Money is the result of the financial system. It includes a variety of assets. We're not even quite sure where the line between money and non-money is. It's kind of a continuum. And look, history tells us that, in fact, a completely unmanaged economy is subject to extreme volatility, subject to extreme downturns. I know there's this legend that people like, probably you, Congressman, have that the Great Depression was somehow caused by the government, caused by the Federal Reserve, but it's not true. The reality is that was a market economy run amok, which happened repeatedly over the past couple of centuries. You do need, you know, I'm a believer in the market economy. I'm a believer in capitalism. I want the market economy to be left as free as it can be, but there are limits. You do need the government to step in to stabilize. Depressions are a bad thing for capitalism, and it's the role of the government to make sure that they don't happen, or if they do happen, that they don't last too long.